An ordinance approving the establishment of a multiple county infrastructure authority.
Town council members in Chesterfield actually took three votes on Monday night. After suspending a council rule, members voted on all three readings of an ordinance to form and join the Mounds Lake Commission. Each time, the vote was the same, 3-2 in favor. The council entertained an hour-long public forum, listening to supporters and opponents from Union Township, both in blue t-shirts of different shades, showing their feelings on the proposed 2,100-acre reservoir. Supporters speaking at the meeting said they want an idea to bring prosperity back to Chesterfield, like 16-year-old Abigail McKinney, who is concerned about her generation.
I'm 16 years old, and at this point in my life, I don't know if I'm going to move back to Anderson or the Union Township, because there is not a guarantee that I'm going to have a job here.
Opponents are worried about the impact the reservoir would have on the existing town, especially those who will lose property when the river is dammed, like Carl Zook.
My property is not for sale. If you vote for this, you're part of the group who's trying to steal my property, and I don't appreciate it.
As for the five council members, they took no questions on the issue and made no statements before or after they voted. Rob Sparks with the Mounds Lake Project says if formed, the commission will oversee phase three studies looking at things like traffic disruption and environmental concerns. He projects an overall three-year timeline. Anderson City Council has also voted yes to form the Intergovernmental Commission. Now Sparks says Daleville and Yorktown must vote and will do so later this month.
If one of the units chose not to participate under the ordinances being proposed, then, you know, that ordinance requires those folks all to be a part of that. So
would the ordinance ever be rewritten?
We're just stepping through this one at a time with each of the units and see where we end up at. So.
In Chesterfield, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.